Hazrat, in his humbleness, says that what I require is the call of Allah's mercy. In another poem, Hazrat says that, Kaam fazal se banta hai aapka. Our work will be done by Allah's fazal. A fazal ka asra lagaye hue hai. We are just sitting in the hope that Allah will make fazal upon us. So Allah, here Hazrat is saying, I'm waiting for your rahmat, then my work will be done. What can I do? Hazrat explains many times, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, Oh Allah, what are you looking for by me? I've got nothing. You look in my sleeves, you'll find nothing. I've got nothing. I've got no money to buy anything. Your rahmat I require. Your fazl. I can't give you anything, oh Allah. Whatever I can give is what you will give me. Your child goes with you to the shop to buy. The child got no money. And you tell the child to buy, the child will say, Abba, what can I buy? What you will give me money to buy, that I will buy. So here we say, Abba, whatever you're going to give me, only that I've got. What else have I got by me? You are everything of mine. Complete, more than what a child or a milk suckling baby depends on the mother, more than that we should depend on Allah. This is what is required of us. This is what is the tasawwuf and the creation of the self. I am nothing. Allah is everything. I don't see my existence also anymore. I only see wahdatul wujud, the existence of Allah. I am not in existence also. Everything is you, O Allah Ta'ala. It's all waz and nasihat. And such waz and nasihat Allah to Akbar.
الرحیم حضرت اللہ کی اتنا شعر پیش خدمت ہے کہ وہ خود بھی سننے کی سعادت حاصل کر رہا ہوں. کسی کے در پہ تو یارب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی.
سبحان اللہ.
ابھی حسرت کے سر سے اس کی حرمانی نہیں جاتی. کوئی سمجھائے پھر بھی دل کی حیرانی نہیں جاتی. اگر دل کے تقاضوں سے جو توبہ کی کسی دل نے. بہت بڑا آواز ہے. مگر دل کے تقاضوں سے جو توبہ کی کسی دل نے. نتیجہ کیا ہوگا؟ تو دل سے قرب ربا نی کتابا نی نہیں جاتی. تو دل سے قرب ربا نی کتابا نی نہیں جاتی.
A person who makes sincere tawbah, the youth of his heart will never go. He'll be always in the youth of his heart. Once a person makes his relationship with Allah correct, his heart won't become old, it will be young all the time.
Khuda ke fazl ka, Khuda ke fazl ka, saaya jin hai haasil nahi hota. خدا کے فضل کا سایہ جن ہے حاصل نہیں ہوتا. یہ دیکھا ہے کہ ان کی خوئے شیطانی نہیں جاتی. یہ دیکھا ہے کہ ان کی خوئے شیطانی نہیں جاتی. فیض مرشد کامل بفیض مرشد کامل ملا جو فضل رحمانی. مولانا فضل الرحمان سے ملتا ہے وہ مرشد کے فیض سے ہی ملتا ہے. بفیض مرشد فضل رحمانی تو پھر اس نفس اما را کی کچھ مانی نہیں جاتی.
When Allah's presence is required, then a person doesn't follow the whims of his nafs and his desires of his nafs. And that a person acquires by the company of his shaykh. Then Allah's presence comes, and then a person gets saved from following his nafs.
بتوں کی بے وفائی کا ہوا ہے تجربہ تجھ کو, مگر اس تجربے سے تیری نادانی نہیں جاتی.
You have again and again experienced that whatever is besides Allah Ta'ala, they've been insincere to you, they've been unfaithful to you. You haven't achieved what you want to, whether it was your money, whether it was dependence on dunya, your friends or anything, but still your nadani is not going. You're still carrying on in that way. Why don't you put your trust on Allah? Allah will never let you down. Turn to Allah Ta'ala and Allah will be always faithful to you.
گناہوں پر ندامت سے یہ توبہ کی کرامت سے کہ تائب سے کبھی ان کی مہربانی نہیں جاتی.
The کرامت of توبہ, that after that Allah's mehribani doesn't go from that person. Allah's kindness and compassion always showers down on that person.
Hamara markaze ummeed rahmat aapka dar hai. Hamara markaze ummeed rahmat آپ کا در ہے, کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی.
سبحان اللہ. Our center of hope is your doorstep of Allah. When we make sajda, when we turn to you, and our forehead doesn't go anywhere else. That reality must come into us, that we don't bow down, even in our words, in our attitude, to anyone or anything besides Allah Ta'ala.
Mere dil ko jo bakhshi tune aho ki farawani, mere dil ko jo bakhshi tune aho کی فراوانی, مگر حاسد سے میری آہ پہچانی نہیں جاتی.
Abundance of begging from you, my ask coming out, which you have given me, I haven't got it, oh Allah. It is given to me by you. But this is understood by those people who are jealous of me. When they see this ah coming out, and you see the people getting more and more jealous of me and speaking bad about me, by that a person is recognized. A wali of Allah is not recognized by the people who praise him, but is recognized by the people who are his enemies. When a person has got enemies, realize that he is the wali of Allah. Every wali of Allah, if everyone is just praising him and he's got no enemies, then have a doubt on that person. That when you see people are talking bad about him, understand there is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Every Nabi had wali, enemies also. And what enemies they had. So every wali will also have enemies. And according to his status, because automatically people become jealous when treasures are bestowed upon a person.
مالک کرم سے آپ نے جس پر نگاہ ڈالی، میرے مالک کرم سے آپ نے جس پر نگاہ ڈالی، پھر اس کی بندگی سے شان رابع نہیں جاتی.
سبحان اللہ، on whom you have shown your karam, your kindness, from that person never then was the shan, the quality of Rabbani, of being an Allah wala, of being a Buzurg, it never goes from him. Always his Kali is one now. He doesn't change. Sometimes he is a dunyadar, sometimes he is a dhokedar, sometimes he is something else. Now all the time now he is a Rabbani. His ta'alluq is with Allah Ta'ala.
Kabhi mushkil mein barta hai ye akhtar تو بحمد اللہ، کبھی مشکل میں بھی پڑتا ہے اختر تو بحمد اللہ، خدا کے فضل سے امید پنہانی نہیں جاتی.
Sometimes I fall into some difficulty, O Allah, then by your praises being to you, by your kindness, O Allah, the secret of the hope of your mercy never goes from my heart. Even when I'm in difficulties, my ta'alluq is with you all the time.
میرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں اب تارا ہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ. یاد میں تیری سب کو بھلا دوں، کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے، تجھ پر سب کر بار لگا دوں، خانہ دل بن رہے، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں، غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے، سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں، تجھ سے پاپن پر یاد رہے، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے لا لا نفس و شیطا دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ،
مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلف میں کوئی نہیں دو بر کداروں نماسیا تو بھی مگر پار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب پار بس تار میرا دل مل دے سمائے میرے لا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا جب تک دل میں پلم رہے جب تک تن میں جان رہے لب پر تیرا نام رہے دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے جب سر میں پڑوا ہوش رہے اخلا میری ہے ران رہے لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل نہ میرا اکران رہے اب تو رہے بس تاج میرا تم ملتے سمائے میرے لا 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 الا اللہ لا لا الا اللہ لا
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله المنشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم على يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله أولئك في ضلال مبين is also together for the sake of peace. And great, great virtues have been mentioned, the people who gather from different places for the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, min qaba'in shatta, min biladin shatta, different places, different families, yajtami'una ala zikrillah. And they gather to make the zikr of Allah ta'ala yadkuruna. And then they make the zikr of Allah. Illa haffatumul malaika. The malaika gather such a gathering. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayh asked a few questions here. He says that why is it that the malaika, who are heavenly people, who stay in the heavens, they come here down on earth, they leave the closeness of Allah, and they come here to people who are gunegar, who are full of faults and weak, etc. Then he gives the answer himself also, and he says that one reason is that when Allah created Adam alayhi salam, the malaika objected. And they said, Ya Allah, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا Are you going to put on the earth such people, مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ فِيمَا And we'll make fitna fasad, and we'll make bloodshed there. Now we see those same people who they thought will come and make bloodshed and crime and death, they are sitting and making zikrullah. The farishtas wonder, are we the farishtas or are these the farishtas? But they are sitting and making Allah's zikr who we objected to. The other thing is that they say that these people got 1001 lepra. Now this telephone account to pay. Now you have to problem with the tenant. Now problem with the landlord. Now unlimited every day. And we Krishna, we got no. No Nata, no Guru. Nothing we got to do with anyone. To ask to make Allah zikr is so easy. These people are so occupied. And they making Allah zikr, Allahu Akbar. Who are the Farishtas? Are these people the Farishtas? So in ta'ajjub and in great fascination, they come and gather this brother. Another is that they say that these people haven't seen Allah. We stay in the closeness of Allah. For us to make Allah zikr is very easy. We see Jannah, we see Jahannam, we see Allah Ta'ala. So for us, our iman is such that for us is no problem. That these people here, they haven't seen Jannah, they haven't seen Jahannam, they haven't seen the life of the Qabr. And the Muslims of this zamana haven't seen Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, haven't seen the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, haven't seen Allah Ta'ala. But they are sitting on iman and making zikrullah. The farishtas are astonished at this people. Another thing is that the farishtas, there is one more reason. So these are the things that حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Allah Ta'ala sent sakina upon these people. And sakina, هي النور يستقر في القلب. It is a nur which comes in the heart completely. يَتَخَلَّصُ مِنْهُ عَنِ الطَّيْنِش. When a person now it becomes free from طَيْنِش. And the explanation of طَيْنِش is given by a dog that is called Taish. Al-Qalb Taish, Al-Ladhi La Yamshi Ala Simtin Wahidu. A dog that does not move in one, a mad dog that runs this way, that way. Once nur of Sakina comes in the heart, then a person doesn't run in all directions. Now he's in one direction of Allah Ta'ala. So all these blessings on the sunnah of gathering for zikrullah. And the people gather and make the zikr of Allah, we should make shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. MashaAllah, today from where and where? We got Brother Shabir and his friend from Swaziland. Then we got Yunus here from Peter Maritzburg, Yusuf from Spanger, and how many brothers from how many towns have come here? Different towns, all of us, for the zikr of Allah, remembrance of us. The value of it we'll see on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Rabbul Izzat will say that where are those people, Ain al Mutahabuna fiyya? Those people who should make muhabbat with one another, in the Shaykh's muhabbat, in the Saqi's muhabbat, in Allah's muhabbat, those who used together, where are they? And Allah will say, where are you people standing in the Medan of Hashar and Hisab? Come here under my arsh, come here in the shade of Allah. You people don't have to be there, and here they will be like on a huge pavilion, where it will be air conditioned, where they will have the best of food and fruit, and they will see the other people, in Hisab, soaking in the sweat. How that won't we make shukr, Ya Allah, you saved us from there, from that place of Hisab, and you have put us here in so much comfort. When if a person doesn't see it, he won't appreciate it so much. If he won't see the suffering of the other people, then he wouldn't realize that this ni'mat of deen. A ni'mat is only appreciated when we know the opposite of it also. A person can only know what is the ni'mat of wealth if he had some poverty also on him. Otherwise, if he was always in wealth, he thinks wealth is just easy come and easy go. There is no difficulty. But when he tastes a little of the other, then he appreciates it more. May Allah give us tawfiq. We establish the sunnah in our homes, have halqas of zikr in our homes, in our masjids. I will share for hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who in his old age, who was paralyzed, who had to be carried, move on a wheelchair, that has been made suffer of the world, just to establish halqas of zikr. And this is what we should try and do. This is the remedy to all our problems also. Untold remedies, solutions, and blessings, and of Allah's rahmat, by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The ayat-e-kareemah that I have recited, to appreciate its value more, if we look at the ayat before that. In the ayat before that, Allah Ta'ala says, Alam tara, have you not seen? How come you haven't seen? Don't you see? Aren't your eyes open? أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. That Allah Ta'ala sends the water down from the sky. فَسَلَكَهُ. Then Allah makes that water to walk, to move in different ways. Somewhere it will go into, flow into a river. Somewhere it will become a fountain. Somewhere it will fall on the ground. The ground will take it in. And it will become aware that the rivers underneath, and they will flow to places, and people will dig wells, and they will get the water. Somewhere it will come down in the form of snow on mountains, which is Allah Ta'ala's deep freeze. where Allah freezes it up, and at the bottom it melts and goes into the mountain, and then it flows in the pipelines which Allah has made. Somewhere it comes out like a huge waterfall, and then there rivers start flowing from there. Somewhere it will come in the form of a mountain, purified water. And all Allah Ta'ala's namat, my Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh says, Maulana Abdul Ghani Fulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, scientists, they claim they have achieved a lot. All they do is steal salt from Allah's sea. And they get it up and then they say, we made salt. It's Allah's salt. Allah's water which Allah sells everywhere. Somebody now starts bottling it up. He makes a fortune for himself and he's selling Allah's water. And the people all mineral water, and this is fountain water, and so much this, potassium and calcium and whatever you want to write, just write in percentages, and you just make money. All Allah, what Allah gave, and mankind just use it like this. So Allah, all this Allah refers to. There is great detail in it, but briefly, the comparison is important. In the next ayat now, Allah Ta'ala says, whose hearts Allah has opened for Islam. That rain is coming down, the spiritual rain. Wahi came in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Till today the Quran of Pak is there. This is spiritual rain that is coming. This bayan which ulama give us, this bayan which awliya give us, this spiritual rain. It is falling down, and it is falling not on the ground, but what is the ground of the spiritual rain? The hearts of people. Like that rain falls on the ground and we see so much benefit from it. But unfortunately there are those pieces of ground also which are so rocky and stony, they can't gather the water and dam it so people, animals can come and benefit from there. Neither is the ground such that it will soak it in and let it flow in the water pipes under. Neither is it such that it will take the water and make something grow from it. It's useless. Manjar zameen, sterile land, barren rare land, which cannot give birth and cannot benefit in any way. So some people's hearts are also like that. The same fell, the same rain, spiritual rain, fell on Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also. It fell on Abu Jahl also. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Khalifatul Muslimin. Abu Jahl, what did he become? So the same rain fell, that one benefited to this extent, and the other one was harmed to this extent. So this rain is falling till today. So Allah Ta'ala says, those people, now if you are Allah of Yasser, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh says, in the hospital you take your patient, your own mother, father, doctors possibly and very commonly they say, now sorry we can't do anything, take your patient home and let him have an honorable death at home. Instead of letting him die, take him home now, we can't do anything for your patient. But as far as the Khanta, this hospital is concerned, yet never will a doctor say that take your patient home, we can't do anything. There is no mayusi whatsoever. Allah Akbar. Maulana Abdul Ghani Fulpuri Rahmatullah Ali said that this mayusi to lose hope in Allah's mercy is Allah's banda, is Allah's very strong stick of fire. That Allah says a person who loses hope in Allah's mercy, that is kufr. So Allah Ta'ala has kept it, don't come near yet. But everyone is afraid, I mustn't become a kafir. And to lose hope in Allah's mercy is kufr. So Allah kept this banda here, don't come near here. Stay always in my hope. Stay always in the green. Never come in the red here. If you come in the red, I'll hit you with a stick of kufr, of fire, that you become a kafir. Don't come near here. Stay here, mu'min all the time. Stay in the green. A person, wallah, can never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala is, Hazrat Mana Shah Abdul Ghani Fulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, one time performed his tahajjud and came and told to Hazrat Hakim Sahib Ahmed Barakatuh, Jaldi liko naya ilm mila. Right on quickly Allah has blessed me with new knowledge. What was that? That Allah says, wa huwa al-ghafur al-wadud. That Allah Ta'ala is ghafur. What does ghafur mean? Allah is not only a forgiver, Allah is forgiveness himself. One person you say that this person is generous, but one person you say he is generosity. In other words, he's just generous. There is nothing else in him. He's just generous. One person you say that he's very just, and one person you say he's justice himself. That means only justice can come out from him. Another person who is just can be justful also, and he can be unjust also. But a person who is justice, What can come out from justice? Only justice can come out. So Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor. Allah is forgiveness himself. Only forgiveness comes out from Allah Ta'ala. And why is this? Because Allah is Wadood. Allah loves his makhluk so much that Allah just forgives. When you love someone, your child, who comes and he pulls your beard, it brings you so terrible that you will never punish the child. You love him. That on the spur of the moment, your anger will overtake you. But you will forgive it because your love is so great. A child that is drinking milk on the mother sometimes bites the mother also on the delicate part of the body, but the mother will never become angry. On the spur of the moment, by nature, anger can overtake her, but immediately. So when they left this dunya, nothing of this dunya, total preparation for akhirat. Every moment spent in akhirat all the time. So this is what, when these three signs come in a person, he must know now that the nur of Islam has entered this person. And this x-ray machine, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went to every ummati. Go and check for yourself, take your own x-ray. Whether the nur of Islam come into my heart, or is it still not in my heart? If it's there, make shukr to Allah, increase it. If it's not there, make dhikr to bring it into our heart. If somebody's eyes become a bit weak or something, and somebody says that there is a doctor in Canada, doctor in Surat that can help you, and definitely guaranteed he's going to give you a result. It can be a poor person, like just the wife didn't want him to go for namaz also, you must just stay at home. But now for his eyes, she will say, I will sell my jewelry, and I will get the money, but please you go and see to your eyes. The eyes are very important, we all will say. So are eyes more important or is iman more important? Is akhirat more important or our eyes and our dunya more important? A person hasn't got a job, how much he goes and begs people, goes from place to place, tries everything. For akhirat's job, how much percent a person work? So if we have got these qualities, alhamdulillah. The first one is that our heart is now, we don't love dunya. We engage, but just as a necessity. Like a person goes to the toilet, nobody likes to be in the toilet. But a necessity you have to go. And you just relieve yourself and you come out again and you carry on. Similarly, with dunya also, how much is necessary? Don't increase and don't get involved more. Try and come out more from dunya and engage in akhirat. When inabatu ila dari al-khulud, the second sign is now our inclination towards akhirat. And the third, that we are ready for more before the time of more. Now for this to come into our hearts, Allah Ta'ala says, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّي. But who doesn't get this? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those people whose hearts are hard, that banjar zameen, that barren land where nothing grows, those people whose hearts are like that, why have their hearts become like that? Why are their hearts like that? No zikrullah. Make zikrullah and your heart will become soft. So easy it is. The remedy is so simple. Just make the zikr of Allah and your hearts will become soft. That ground which is rocky, only stone in that ground, nothing grows there. Very hard to make that ground fertile, to make it grow or something. But your heart is not fertile. Your heart is hard. Your heart is barren. To make it fertile, very, very easy, just turn to zikrullah. And those who don't make zikrullah, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And then further Allah Ta'ala says, تَقْشَعِرُ. تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ. When you make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala, تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Then the skins, forget the heart, first the skins will tremble. When we hear ayats of the Quran Sharif, ayats of mercy of Allah Ta'ala, ayats and signs of Allah's forgiveness, the skins will start trembling. And then ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Now your heart will come to actual zikr. First will be just like Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. The great ones, the people of the desert used to say, we have brought iman, we are also Muslims. Allah says, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Don't say still you have brought iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Say at the moment we have submitted ourselves. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And when iman will come in your hearts, when you can claim, we also have got iman. So similarly, a person will start with zikrullah, it will be zikr al-lisan. He just make zikr of his tongue, and he will carry on, and he will say, think, I'm also a zakir, I'm also making zikrullah. No, you haven't still reached the reality. The reality will come when the zikr will become zikr qalbi, the zikr of the heart. When your connection is with Allah Ta'ala, your thoughts are with Allah. Not only one part of your body, which is a great nearmat, that your tongue is making zikr, but your whole body is making zikr. Your heart is making zikr when this heart has become soft. And now this person will turn towards the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So as far as the zikr of Allah is concerned, and this has to be made in great abundance, Allah Ta'ala describes in the 52nd Supara, right at the beginning, that the 10 qualities of believers, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ, 10 beautiful qualities of the believers. The last quality is of zikr. And only with that quality has Allah added the words kathira, in abundance. No, with Islam Allah did not add the word kathira. With Iman Allah did not add it. With the sadaqah, with saimeen, roza, anything else Allah did not. But Allah says, who are the believers? وَالذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا كَثِيرًا وَالذَاكِرَاتِ. Those men who remember Allah in great abundance, and those women who remember Allah in great abundance. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu uzkurullah. Remember Allah, so many ayats of the Quran, dhikran kathira, in abundance. And after zikrullah, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. That reads the tasbih also. Many of us, we only read tasbih. Where is zikr? Zikr is separate. Make zikr. And then Allah says, add to that, make tasbihat also. And zikrullah is just like a person works on a computer and he saves up everything he has done. Without zikrullah, many a person does lot of work of deen, makes lot of ibadat also. But no zikrullah, then it is not saved. He still remains at a low level. To cure something, you work on your wood and you make it, give it a beautiful finish. But finally you have to use something to cure it. Otherwise the water will fall on it and damage it. Time, a few days will pass and it's spoiled again. Zikrullah cures our efforts of deen. Zikrullah saves our efforts of deen. It is a backup all the time. It is absolutely essential. Otherwise there are many people who are making so much effort of deen, so much of ibadat, etc. But zikrullah is not there, they are remaining at one level. You work on your computer 10 hours. You so much you sorted out problem, but you didn't save it. Next morning you start all over again. Nothing is there. There is no backup. You haven't saved it. You worked so hard on your wood. You polished it. You shined it. You made it beautiful. But you just didn't do one small last thing. You didn't cure it. And there again you see, you have to start all over. You have to undo that and you have to redo it again. If you don't again cure it, same problem again. So zikrullah cures and saves all our progress that we are doing, and then a person moves up all the time. So Allah Ta'ala says that الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. After zikr, fikr, fi خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, they make so much zikr, now the doors of fikr open upon them. Now they understand the mysteries and they understand the realities of the whole cosmos and the whole creation of Allah. Where scientists cannot even start, where scientists end, these people start there. The scientists cannot reach to realize for what purpose Allah has created this, with so much of them flying into space, going into the bottom of the seas. They cannot reach there. Where a person who makes Allah zikr, and Allah opens upon that person, and he starts making zikr in the creation of Allah, they don't reach the end where he starts. They don't reach the end where he starts and he goes further. So much Allah Ta'ala will give on the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And in contrast to this, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The munafiqeen, the hypocrites are those people who don't make zikr of Allah but very little. When they very little they make Allah zikr, that Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran Sharif, this is the quality of the munafiqeen. Then there is a third group also. And that Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There is wail. The translation of wail is destruction. And the tafsir of wail, it's a valley in Jahannam from which the rest of Jahannam also seeks protection. That the one that saved us from this valley, the rest of Jahannam seeks protection. So wail is for those people, Allah says, لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ, whose hearts are hard, مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, they don't make Allah zikr. So Allah has defined three groups in the Quran Sharif as far as Zikrullah is concerned. The believers who make lot of Allah's Zikr, the Munafiq who make very little Allah's Zikr, and those people who don't make no Zikr at all. So we should now see for ourselves, which group am I falling in? Like a person goes for his cholesterol checkup, and then he sees in which group, is he in a very high risk? Is he in a high risk or is he in a safe area? We also should see. And if we are in a high risk area, we know now we have to go on medication, we have to go on parisgari, we have to change our diet, our lifestyle, everything. Because I'm in a high risk, I have to come down into the safe area. Your blood pressure is too high, your sugar is too high. You know now you have to go on medication, you have to go on to diet. So let us also see each one, in which group am I? Am I in a very high risk that my heart is hard, no zikr? Why am I in the list? Or am I appearing to be in the group of the munafiqeen who make very little Allah zikr? Or am I alhamdulillah amongst those people who make lot of Allah zikr, who are the mu'mineen? If I'm in the same group, mu'mineen, alhamdulillah make shukr. And keep to your diet and keep to your lifestyle, so you remain in that group. Then if you're in a high risk area, if you're in a dangerous area, then go for treatment. Start taking medication, start changing our lifestyle. Start going, if you have to be hospitalized, go to the khanqah and be hospitalized. If it's sufficient to be an outpatient, you come once a month for majlis, alhamdulillah. Or every week for majlis, alhamdulillah. But if it's more serious and you have to be an inpatient, and even more serious you have to be in ICU, then take the treatment before more comes, otherwise it will be extremely dangerous. One person asked a sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the greatest amal? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, haven't you recited the Quran Sharif? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The zikr of Allah is the greatest amal. Only when something else is in the demand for some other thing, then that thing becomes more important. But under general conditions, the greatest amal is zikrullah. And zikrullah is that you don't have to have husn for it. You don't have to have wudu. All conditions make zikr. Zikrullah is that Allah didn't set a certain amount. Zikrullah is that it is an haram on any occasion. Namaz, zawal time, sunset, sunrise, you are not allowed to read namaz. Rozas, the 5 days in the year, 2 days of each Eid, 3 days after the Eid, you are haram to keep rozas. So there are limits. Zakat is 2.5%. But zikrullah, no limit. And all occasions make the zikr of Allah. All the time we engage in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. No limit, no conditions, just make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It comes in a hadith sharif. There is nothing that will save a person more from the azab of the qabr than the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It comes in a hadith sharif. On Qiyamah Day an announcement will be made. Where are all the intelligent people? Somebody will ask, who are the intelligent people? It will be said, those people who used to make Allah zikr in all conditions. In Jannah, there will be only one sorrow for the people of Jannah, and when they will see the rewards of one subhanallah, those times, moments that they pass without taking Allah's zikr, they will have that sorrow. In Jannah also, which is not a place for sorrow, but the time that we wasted and we did not make Allah's zikr, in Jannah, that a person will have that sorrow. In the Hadith Sharif it comes that the sign of the love of Allah is the sign of the love for the zikr of Allah. When a person enjoys and loves and makes the zikr of Allah, it's the sign he has got the love of Allah Ta'ala. In the Hadith Sharif it comes that a person who has read 100 times La ilaha illallah daily, his face will shine like the 40th full moon. Our Sheikh Dawud Barakatuh told me the question here, that how is it that in this hadith, no reference is made to namaz, zakat, hajj, nothing else. Only 100 times, la ilaha illallah, and it takes about 3 minutes or so to read it 100 times. And your face will shine like the 14th full moon. You'll be in the position of the great, great, honorable people of the Anbiya, etc., with such honor that your face is shining like the 14th full moon. Allah gives the answer that as the new moon, the whole moon is dark. Only the present. Look at the present day's life. And people are so much suffering in order to see the new moon. But there's a little light, but as the days go, the night, the light increases. Here, there is no darkness left. Where there was only darkness, there is no darkness left. There is only light now, just like that, by the barakat of La ilaha illallah. A person will recite every day, when light in his life will come. Qurani Aamal will come. By the barakat of Zikrullah, namaz will come. بجٹ ورلڈ کپ، جہاز کا بات ورلڈ کپ، سندر وکاس ورلڈ کپ، اور آل ایسپیکٹس آف گرین ورلڈ کپ، اور آل گلاس کے آغاز بیٹ آف پروفیسر اینڈ ٹو ویک اینڈ جسٹ اینڈ جسٹ لک ایٹ ویمن آل دا ٹائم آل دس ول اسٹارٹ گوئنگ آؤٹ وین لائن لاف از ویل ناٹ ول اسٹارٹ کمنگ تو ایسے جو ہے جو ویک لائن لاف از ویل ناٹ 100% آل دا ٹاس آغاز سب سے ایزی وے فار دا اصلاح آف اے پرسن اینڈ یونانی آغاز لوگ کا ایک دم حدیث شریف جیسے لا الہ الا اللہ لیس لہا حجاب دون اللہ یہ لکھ رہا ہے اللہ نتنگ کین بلاک اٹ اٹ ریچز ڈائریکٹلی ٹو دا ہارٹ آف اللہ واٹ فاسٹر دیر از اے فاسٹسٹ واٹ ایور اسپیڈ شفٹڈ ٹریول واٹ فاسٹر لا الہ الا اللہ ریچز دا ہارٹ آف اللہ اینڈ دین فرام اللہ ہر اے فارم آف نور کمز ان دا ہارٹ آف دس پرسن اے پرسن ہو ریچ 100 ٹائمز لائک دیٹ اینڈ یور کانٹیکٹ از ود اللہ تعالی 100 ٹائمز لائک دیٹ اینڈ وین اللہ نور ان یور ہارٹ واٹ ول بی دا کنڈیشن آف دیٹ It comes in a hadith study. A 70,000 recitation of La ilaha illallah is Najatul Hizbun Minan Nar. Salvation from the fire of Jahannam. One can say, Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi Rahmatullah Ali, a very great vision, invited certain people for meals. And when there was a young boy, with regard to whom it was famous that this boy was stuck. Just please, Allah shows a person, something that happened in the past is going to happen in the future. Somewhere else it's happening, Allah shows it to him. So why do we eat it? This boy screamed and cried. We start asking, what's wrong? He said, I see my mother crying in the fire of Jahannam. So he said to a great, who had many focus of 70,000 of La ilaha illallah in his heart, without moving his tongue, without anything, he made clear of making Isali Salah to this boy's mother, one Bokka, which in the hadith comes, salvation from the fire of Jahannam. The next thing the chef saw was this boy smiling. He said, he laughed. Now to what's wrong now with you? So I see my mother in general. From this the chef came from this incident, who benefited I saw? From the pressure of the boy, I realized the authenticity of the hadith. They made the exact authentic hadith. And from the hadith, I realized that this boy was genuine self. He got this place wrong and just made up for him. He is a genuine person who gets touched. Every time, every day, 100 times, every 2 years, you can have one person. If you read twice a day, 100 times, 200 times a day, a year is lasting about 355 days. That is 350 times 200 is 70,000. Every year, we can have one person. We can pass it to our mothers, our fathers, our family people, and to ourselves, it remains in any case. And how long does it take to take to take to make dhikrullah? If Allah give us tawfeeq to take our dhikr seriously and take regularly our dhikr, wallah, a person can not imagine from where to where he will reach with dhikrullah. And the hadith is so full with the virtues that I have started to practice so much that Allah give us all tawfeeq, inshallah. It will be the first time that I have started to practice of the deeds, inshallah.
Thank you. Thank you.